Hey, this is Mark Haberstock. Welcome back to the Solopreneur Playbook podcast. In this episode, I want to talk about the most important piece of your offer and probably the most important piece of your business. This is literally the difference between an offer that converts like crazy and one that struggles to convert at all. So let me start off by painting a bit of a picture. Have you ever been shopping for something, maybe a new set of headphones, a backpack, or comparing online courses, and you're not really seeing much of a difference between the options? You'd really be happy with any of them, but you decide to take a peek at what separates the options that are a little bit more expensive. They're out of your price range, so you aren't going to buy it, but you take a look anyways. And that's when you see that one has this little feature on it that the rest just don't have. You take a closer look, maybe you turn the box over to read more about it, or if it's online, you scroll to that section of the sales page. And after reading about this unique feature and how it works, now, even if it's a little out of your price range, you can't help but to feel like any of the options that don't have it are inferior. You'll always feel like you're missing out because you know that this feature is available and that it's a game changer, that it sets itself far above the rest. So you have to have it. And even if you can't afford it, you'd now rather go with nothing until you can afford it, because anything else would be selling yourself short. That's the power of a unique mechanism. And it's the difference between an offer that flies off the shelves, so to speak, and an offer that struggles to convert at all. Look at it like this. Everybody has a before status and a desired after status, okay? Where they are now and where they want to be. You get your audience's attention by promising to take them to their desired after status. Your offer, your product, your service, solution, whatever it is the vehicle that takes them from where they are now to where they want to be, from their before status to their after status. When you're selling in your business, you're not actually selling your vehicle. You're not selling your product or service. What you're selling is that after status, and then showing them that your vehicle is the best or the fastest way to get there, right? Your vehicle is what's responsible for getting them there. But your unique mechanism is what's responsible for the way that that happens, for delivering the result that you promise. It's what's unique about the way you deliver that result that nobody else does. So for example, when we're talking about your vehicle, right? Whether it's a product, service, solution, is your unique mechanism the fact that it's a Ferrari and it speeds up the result? Is it a luxurious train that makes the journey effortless? Is it a heavy-duty truck that increases the capacity of, you know, the end result that they're going to get? Or maybe it's an electric car that's more efficient. Your unique mechanism is the key differentiator that makes your offer stand out from all the other competition. It's what makes your customers stop in their tracks and say, "That's it. That's exactly what I need and what I've been missing. And anything else just won't work." So here's how you can determine your unique mechanism in a couple of steps. First, determine your customers' before and after status, right? Where are they now and where do they want to be? Second, list out all the mechanisms, the features, the processes, the methodologies that enable you to deliver that after status. And then take that and compare your list to similar offers in the market. What's unique about the way you deliver results? What's different? What's more efficient or effective? This could be a new piece of technology. It could be the process that you take people through, packaged as a unique framework or methodology. It could even be a completely new way of thinking. This is going to be your number one selling point, and it'll likely determine how successful your offer is. And before you jump to it, I'd highly recommend you never go with "it's cheaper." There are a few cases where "it's cheaper" can be a great mechanism, but it should be used as a last resort, unless you have a compelling reason for why you're cheaper. Like if you're building, let's say, a software tool that delivers features that are only available in enterprise level software, right? That $1,000 a month software, but you're going to provide those same features for $100 a month, so anybody can afford it. That's one of those exception cases, okay? But for most offers, stay away from cheaper as a mechanism. It doesn't mean you can't be cheaper. It just shouldn't be your primary mechanism. So let's real quick take a look at a couple of examples. So just so that it's clear and you know what I'm talking about. So for a weight loss program, one of the main examples that people like to use is P90X, right? What made P90X sell? Well, it was that their unique mechanism was muscle confusion, right? that's why if you bought P90X, if you were on the fence, you bought it because you understood they introduced to you a concept of muscle confusion, doing something different every day, whether or not it, you know, it's a legitimate scientific thing or not. They sold people on it because it was, you know, they said that by doing different things every single day, never do this, doing the same workout twice, you're confusing the muscle and therefore it'll continue to grow, right? That's a unique mechanism. It's something nobody else was talking about. Nobody else had that in their programs. And if they did, they weren't talking about it or focusing on it. And so once you were sold on that idea, you had to go with them. They were the only people talking about it, right? Maybe you have like a skincare product, right? And you have a unique cell renewal complex or something like that. That could be your unique mechanism, okay? So a great example is Peloton, right? Their unique mechanism was a connected fitness experience, right? Their unique mechanism was that you can take a class from home. So you can get all of the great results that you get from going to a spin class at a regular gym or a spin studio, but you never actually have to leave your house or your office to do it. You can do it right then and there, right? So that's a unique mechanism. Dyson. Dyson's another great one. They have that cyclonic separation technology, right? That, again, when they came out with it, nobody else had it. And so they've made their name and built their brand on it. So look, your unique mechanism is everything. Without it, your business just doesn't stand a chance in today's market. So if there's one thing that you spend too much time working on and trying to figure out, make sure it's your unique mechanism, not your logo, not your website, not your color palette. It's your unique mechanism. Once you have it, commit to it. Keep refining it. Don't change it 6 months down the road. Your unique mechanism can evolve with you over time, sure, but your messaging around it needs to stay consistent. I've worked with clients who change their unique mechanism over and over and over, and all it does is confuse their audience when they start talking about a new one or they change it significantly. So that's your play for today. Take a look at your offers and determine what it is your unique mechanism is. If it's not immediately clear to you, then it isn't clear to your audience. Weave it into your marketing messaging, sales copy, content, and your customer conversations. Show your ideal customers why your offer is the one they've been waiting for, the one that'll finally help them achieve their desired after status. With your unique mechanism as your not-so-secret weapon, you're going to be able to cut through the noise and attract customers like a magnet. When you nail this, trust me, it'll be the difference maker you've been looking for. So that's all I have for you today. If you like the episode, consider subscribing, leaving a review. And if you want the playbook that'll help you grow your online business as a solopreneur, head over to solopreneurplaybook.com. All the links are in the show notes, and I'll see you there.